Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Really depressing news on the housing market that we got yesterday, and that has continued to come since the housing market collapsed. Home prices in 20 U.S. cities dropped for the eighth consecutive month. They're now at the lowest level in 9 years, and it's below the low point they hit when the housing bubble burst. On the market is a whole glut of unsold homes. There's a rash of foreclosures. They're all on sale for increasingly reluctant potential home buyers. And one answer to the housing crisis could be simply stop building new homes. Try to get rid of this backlog of properties already distressed and not worry about new construction for a while.
And indeed, the economy is making that happen already. Is buying a house a way of preserving wealth, or is it just throwing wealth down a rat hole? Listen to this story.
This is Travis from Colorado. We bought a house 7 years ago, and we bought it quite under a bit of its value. Still have it under value back on the market. In fact, we're about $40,000 below the market. Still can't sell the house after 7 months. My take is we won't buy a house again. We'll rent.
Ouch. From Lithonia, Georgia, this listener says, owning a home is still a true American identity in my family. Home ownership can have its pitfalls, but it still serves a valuable purpose. Well, the housing economy drives a lot of the rest of the economy. We want to hear from you. What's more worth it in this country, owning a home to preserve wealth or renting and get out of the real estate market altogether? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE.
Joining us now, Richard Copeland, who's the founder and chairman of Thor Construction Companies. Richard, what about this idea of fixing the housing market by ending new construction?
Well, I mean, there's some validity to that notion. However, we're finding in the marketplace that there's some pent-up demand in urban cores in particular for new home buyers, first-time buyers that don't want a rehab, don't want a fixer-upper. They want new product. And so there's some pent-up demand by the younger generation coming to the market, seeing the market being so depressed and being think they might be able to buy right a new product. So we have a two-pronged approach: renovation and some new urban product.
Now, Richard, I love your enthusiasm, but that is a niche of a niche of a niche. I mean, with all the zoning requirements and the issues of construction, regulations in cities, can you make money doing that?
Well, I mean, it's about keeping the lights on in this economy. It's not about making money. But yes, we can make a modest margin, but it's really about, trying to find where the demand is.
All right. Well, that's Richard Copeland. He is the founder and chairman of Thor Construction Company.
The voice of reality.
Yeah, we're going to talk to you about where that demand is, Richard. But also with us is Nicholas Retsinas, former assistant secretary for housing and director emeritus for the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University. Nicholas, can you give some advice to asking our listeners today whether it's better to rent or own? What do you think?
Well, of course, the only right answer is it depends. Our surveys are pretty clear. Most people still prefer owning. I think what's fundamentally different, however, is I think more and more people that learn that buying a home is not necessarily an investment. It's a consumption decision. And with prices where they are now, with interest rates low, if you get a home at the right price and you know you're not going to move, it's a pretty good hedge against what are likely to be rising rents in the future.
You're saying that when you make a decision to own or rent, it has less to do with actually making money or declaring that tax break than it does with a lifestyle choice. What's it worth to you to buy this home that might be an albatross around your neck?
Yeah, I think we went through a period in the middle of the decade where somehow buying a home was a buy and sell decision as opposed to a buy and live in decision. And I think that's what's changing over time. And it's not all bad necessarily.
Well, Richard Copeland, is that change attitude something that you see? And is it bad for your business?
Well, there's definitely pressure on business and pressure on our margins. But, you've got to look where the buyers are and not where they're not. And so we see young married couples looking for that investment. And they see this opportunity to buy low and to live there for some time. And they think that it's a sound investment in this economy.
All right, Richard Copeland, you're founder and chairman of Thor Construction Companies. I'm thinking of the KB Homes, the the Toll Brothers. I don't know if you're of their scale, but the numbers yesterday that came out from Case-Shiller and the S&P suggest that almost anywhere in the country, in the 20 biggest markets, if you build a home, whatever you put into that, 2 months later, the value is going to decline 2%. 2 months after that, it's going to decline another 2%. That's what happens when you drive a car out of the lot. That's not the real estate business. That's something else.
Well, absolutely. But, I mean, we've got product we're building in the urban core, and it's costing us, you know, $160 to build, and we're selling it for $175, $180, and we're able to sell those. We're the largest African-American construction company in America, and we have some niche product and niche locations that are proving to be viable.
That's Richard Copeland, founder and chairman of Thor Construction Companies. Nicholas Retsinas, former assistant secretary for housing and now with the Joint Center for Housing Studies at Harvard University. Nicholas, what do you think of these fears that this double dip, so-called, in the housing market will actually end up pulling the economy back into recession? Do you think that's possible?
Well, I think we're just struggling to get out of the recession now. I think what's very, very different this time, if you look at the last eight recessions, almost every other recession, it has been the housing market that's pulled it out. But with the glut of new homes, with the over a million foreclosed homes and another million in the foreclosure pipeline, I think housing market isn't going to be strong enough to drag us out of recession.
Hey, Richard, are you hiring?
Yes, we are. In certain markets, we're hiring. We're flat in others.
Which markets, Richard?
Well, we are hiring in the Twin Cities market. We just had a tornado come through here and wipe out about 3,000 homes. So we're definitely hiring here. And we're hiring in Orlando, and we're seeing some uptick in the Vegas market.
All right, check the website of Thor Construction Company.
I want to drink your lemonade, Richard.
Is hiring as the founder and chairman of that company, and Nicholas Retsinas, director emeritus for the Joint Center for Housing Studies of Harvard University and a professor at Harvard Business School. Thanks to you both. We want to get your responses to this question that we're asking. Rent or own? Which one is the better bargain?
Awesome car. The American dream was actually not home ownership. It was working hard, saving, and buying a home. When people eliminated the working part and saving part and used only debt, that eliminated the American dream.
Give us your thoughts at 8778 My Take.